Hachette Audio presents Beeline, what spelling bees reveal about Generation Z's new path to success. Written by Shalini Shankar. Read by Farah Mirani. Dedication. For Shyamala and Ratnaswami Shankar, who told me I could be whatever I wanted. For Anisha and Roshan, my Generation Z loves. Introduction. On a Thursday night in May of 2012, I sat in my living room folding laundry and watching the Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals on ESPN. Only 10 finalists had advanced from 278. If those odds sound bad, consider that those 278 emerged from over 11 million children. The kids I saw on screen were confident, poised, and diverse, representing an amazing cross-section of America. The oldest spellers on that stage were 14. Spellers as young as 6 had been eliminated earlier in the contest. Born after 1996, they were the first competitors of Generation Z, the generation following millennials, born between 1981 and 1996, that still awaits an official name. It had been a few years since I'd caught the contest live, and things looked different. Cosmetically, the kids were no longer all wearing standard-issue white shirts bearing the Spelling Bee logo. The backdrop was a gorgeous blue honeycomb that changed color to reflect the onstage action. The competition was fierce, more so than I remembered.